she told me that I have no education, no class, and to see what happens if we play each other outside of the U.S. And I said, you know, I'm excited. Bring it. So I can't speak on how she felt about it. That's something that you're going to have to ask her. I didn't take it in that way. But also, you know, that has been a stigma in our community of, you know, being non-educated and all the things when it's the furthest thing from the truth. And the thing that I'm the most proud of is that I let my racket talk. Because ultimately, I'm the one here sitting in front of you guys, moving on to the next round, getting the next check, moving on, being able to still be here and speak to you guys. And that's what's the most important. She's packed up and she's gone. I'm here. And that's the only thing that matters. So whether it had racial undertones or not, that's something that she could speak on. But the only thing that I'm worried about right now is continuing to move forward through this tournament. I know that I'm a fantastic tennis player, and I know that I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish. And this is another stepping stone. It's another brick that I'm laying on my foundation, or on my road to greatness, you know. And so ultimately, you know, whatever it is that it is, I don't take any offense to it, but I'm really proud of the way that I handle myself. And, you know, more than anything, if my son sees that, I know that he'll be proud of me as well. And that's what matters the most.